דברים ספר המידות, פייג' קוף חפחת, the bottom of the page, ועילת כל העילות לא הביא אותך בעולם הזה להשתקע בו, and the cause of all causes, meaning God, did not bring you to this world in order to settle down, to be steeped and focused only on this world, כי אם לגו בארץ באתה, you're here as a sojourner, you're here as a visitor, you're a guest. לנסותך וניסיונות אשר אין מציאותם בלתי בעולם השפל הזה. And that is that you stand up to challenges that only exist in this world down here, don't consider this world as you've come to paradise. You're here on vacation. You're here, this is it. I'm here to have the good life. Because you won't find rest till you complete the work that's your responsibility in this lifetime. Everyone has certain things they have to accomplish in this world. And we have to know that we're not going to reach tranquility till we do accomplish that. Ki adam lama yulad, as the verse says, man was created to accomplish something, to work. As yomru lecha rabetz v'achav atzer. So they implore of you, so to speak, gather your army and go out, go accomplish. Ve'ech tiyach hasar lev kol kach liot kovei adira po be'eretz ha'chaim. When the time comes, they'll call you up to heaven. Then you'll have time to take it easy. But how could a person be lacking a heart, so to speak? How could a person lack focus and think that life is only down here, that's the focus? That a person wastes his time and he focuses on frivolities, on things that are just vain. They're passing, they're fleeting. How long does a person have to live down here? It's short and it's not so great. אבל תהיה פוסה על שני הסעיפים, השמחה בפניך והאבל בלבביך, החיים על לשונך והמוות ברעיוניך. He says, a person has to know to dance at both parties, so to speak. A person has to externally, he has to express joy, you have to show your happiness, be able to be a source of encouragement to other people, and internally, he uses the term to mourn, but what he really means is be cognizant of the fact that life over here is finite. Don't ignore that. Sometimes a person is so happy externally that internally he forgets that life is finite. He's just living up the moment. So the Magen Midubna says there has to be this balance. On the one hand, externally, yes, a person should be happy. On the other hand, internally, he has to retain that recognition. He has to be cognizant of the fact that things are finite, and that should give him a certain seriousness, a certain constant reminder. He should constantly be aware that he has to make the most of the time he has down here. Hachayim aleshonecha, speak about life. Focus on creating life, on being positive, on being productive. And nonetheless, v'amavet b'rayonecha, but keep death in the back of your mind. Not that a person should spend his life being depressed. That's not what it means. But he says there is a certain seriousness, a certain responsibility that has to be part of what we do in life. A person has to realize that he is only given a certain amount of time to accomplish in this world, and he better make the best of it. There's no taking back time that's passed. Enjoy life, be positive, be happy, and at the same time realize the focus is the accomplishment. To realize that things are finite and we have to accomplish certain things in this time. Every person has their role in this world. It's funny. You guys know, 3 weeks ago I was Shabbos in the hospital. So it was a little bit bothersome because one of the kids had a cavity that swelled, that caused swelling in his cheek. And then it swelled up to the eyelid, so they were nervous about his brain, so they sent us to the hospital to put antibiotics in IV. Okay, I understand that. But looking at it from afar, you look at it and you tell yourself, it didn't have to play itself out that way. You know, the antibiotics that he took orally could have worked. The doctor could have realized it wasn't working and taken out the tooth before he was hospitalized for 2 days. And everything would have worked itself out without my spending Shabbos in those 2 days in the hospital. So for about 2 weeks after I spent that Shabbos there, I kept having this thought in my mind, it didn't have to play itself out that way. Meaning, obviously there's a reason I had to be in the hospital that Shabbos. I don't know what it was, but I know, because I've had such cavities myself. I remember as a kid, you know, you could extract the tooth and then you move on with life. It doesn't have to play itself out where the kid has to end up in bed with an IV and antibiotics. So, just the other day, I was running out on my chavrusa to answer the phone because someone I met in the hospital who doesn't talk English needed help translating things, and I told him, you know, ever since I've been in the hospital for 2 weeks, I haven't had a normal night where I didn't have to go and translate stuff and help him with emails and stuff. So he looked at me and he said to me, "You kidding? I thought that was why you were in the hospital all along." I just said, "Don't let me. Maybe he's right. Maybe my son had to get that toothache and I had to be in the hospital so that this guy would have some schnook who's going to translate stuff for him and email it to him. Okay, so I'm that schnook. So God sent me there to be his." So he needed some worker. So okay, if I wasn't going to volunteer on my own. Okay, we don't know exactly what our purpose is at any given point. We don't know. But we should know that there is a purpose, and we have to realize that we have to take life seriously in that sense and take advantage of the time we have. We have no guarantee on tomorrow, so we gotta make good on today.